Satanic Holiday of the Generations, May 1st, 1995. Watch your children, watch your pets, and watch yourselves. The battle is joined. And I'm not finding it very amusing. And our people are tired. And others just do not seem to understand the importance of priorities. Well, it isn't your job to see to it that the world gets this information. It isn't even your job to make sure that anybody gets to anywhere on time. But I'll tell you something. Until it gets more convenient to do something worthy for your country and your fellow citizen, you're not going to get very far. The meetings get inconvenient. Oh, well, you'll do without me. I'll tell you how close it came today. Dharma was not going to come because at least there was a full program and she's had it. And yet the full program vaporized. Gene Dixon was going to make it here in time to tell you all the wonderful news about your new attorneys. And John, finally something happened for John. But quite frankly, you can't see any difference, can you, John? Still don't have your things.
No.
Still completely dependent upon attorneys to get something done if it's ever convenient and there's enough money. The government is after your land all over the United States of America. It hits close to home. The Eckers Homestead Ranch, the Robber's Roost in Utah, is up for being absorbed totally by the government as a wilderness area, disallowing even a road in and from the house. And you think they can't do it? Oh, yes, they can. A senator, congressman from Hawaii has put a petition into Congress to take many of the counties in Idaho and shut down forestry, turn it into a wilderness area, shut down fishing, everything. From Hawaii. They fully plan to expand it to take in Bo Bright's little covenant community near heaven. You already know what they're doing all over California. I've written about it. You cannot walk outside Ecker's house without stepping on the squirrels. They come to eat the cupcakes, the peanuts, whatever. They're precious little pets. But they're an endangered species. They also carry pneumonic plague. These particular ones don't, but that's the home territory, kids. My writing today isn't going to make you very happy either because it's all stuff right out of your today's paper.
Should we try Mary again?
Please.
This is Brent.
Hello.
There's a whole bunch of us here in a meeting with the commander, and we wanted to say hello. And here's the commander.
Hello, commander.
Well, Mary.
How is everyone on that end?
Precious, we're fine. You've got a mess there, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have.
Well,
And I would like to tell everyone, since I talked to Rick this morning, I've had a call from the attorney, Rosenfleck, and he said he has had 9 requests to talk to me about this thing, and Inside Edition is pushing for an appearance on their TV show. What does everyone there say about me doing such?
Well, I'm the big mouth. Just never mind Dorma.
Right.
I'm the big mouth. And I want you to be prepared if you do any such thing as that. You see, I have Richard on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And there's always a lot better vision from the other plane than from where you can see.
I understand.
I had to tell the group here because I was a little hesitant to make our acquaintance in this manner in a public forum because of, well, the reputation, the propaganda about channeling and receiving and such.
Right.
And you're in the final stages of losing the nation. And these are the things that ones coming back into their godly path began to understand. So in Richard's loss, Richard had no loss. All of you may have had a loss. Under the circumstances, he will do more good for your nation than almost anyone, because he was chosen as the one to represent the supremacist element and the foul patriot element and the foul Christian element of your society. And they were going to make a nice big havoc producing, panic producing commentary on that. And the writers and your petition and the trouble that all of you caused for Guy Tucker is going to have its reward, but you may not see it for a few days as this whole thing unfolds. His execution date was set intentionally, Mary, for the 19th.
I think so, because our attorneys had tried to get it to be something else, and he insisted on the 19th.
No, it had to be the 19th. It had to coincide with the evil anniversary of Waco.
Right.
This is their final thrust. You have to know that on the satanic calendar, May 1st, 1995, is the most evil, confounded day of all of your history. And all of this incredible destruction had to happen to the babies, and has to reflect back on the patriotic community. That's why I have always said, do not call yourself patriots. Do not call yourself rights-oriented people. Quietly go about calling yourself citizens under the Constitution. Because no matter who it is that makes the biggest noise, that is where they're going to come and try to maintain and attain silence. They were completely terrified that Richard would speak before he died. Well, the fact that he really didn't have anything that isn't already known maybe isn't too important to you, but he maintained his silence to protect you and the family, knowing full well all of this will get out if enough people can be awakened. And it's sad, Mary, that some of you have to bear this kind of a burden to see to it that the job gets done. But I said to you the other day, I say to you again, God will not give you more than you can bear. And when you get yourself rested and ready to move on, go within, you'll know what to do. And if it's to go on these shows, then do it. But be prepared for them to twist it into something incredible and terrible.
Also, he was telling me that Richard was very disgusted to know that people would do such as the Oklahoma bombing. And he told the attorneys that he knew no one that would go out and destroy things and hurt innocent people, and especially children, and that he had no part in the Oklahoma City tragedy.
No, that was your president, and the puppet masters above the president. This is to bring complete chaos and allow for the bringing in of United Nations troops. Your nation's gone. Interestingly enough, your Constitution is not gone. They've buried it and they ignore it, but it's not gone. And this is why, primary example, you have to rebuild from foundation up. You cannot do it in Washington, D.C. And when ones want to think, I should just go and finish that statement, district of communism. You are 100%, Miss Puka, that's a good word, Mary, believe me. It's an old Khazarian word.
But really, you know, everybody thinks I'm really destroyed inside, and perhaps that feeling will come.
No, it won't.
But I am at peace with this because the Father has witnessed that Richard is free and that he is at peace, and this is what I've wanted so long. It's hard to be without him, but I feel like it's the Father's will.
Actually, it was Richard's will. We were a little annoyed at him that he would take what I considered suicide. And yet, at the rate that he was being held, Mary, he would have been held again in isolation for ungodly how knows how long. It's just no way to know before you could bring enough pressure to bear to literally get him free.
Well, we realized that, and at one time, Richard had asked that all appeals be stopped, and I begged him not to because I felt I had to have him, and he decided against it. And I went home, and I really thought about how I would feel in isolation and how a person could retain their sanity, and I wrote him that I was sorry that I begged for him to stay. So when this came, and he said, I don't want anybody begging for me, I had to go along with it.
Well, the people needed to do what they needed to do.
That's true.
And the focus had to be brought there. And that will unfold for you, and this isn't the day to try and talk about it. Unfortunately, the stage is lit in that area of your nation. You have produced a satanic witch, a warlord and a witch, into the Capitol, the highest seats of honor on your place.
But they're certain.
And they're evil. And so the lights have to go on where the evil began. And it's going to get harder. And they're going to try to round up a lot of good, honest patriots out of this entire mess. And you've only begun with the bombings and the threats and the terror.
You know, Richard told my daughter and I the week before that something tragic was fixing to happen on the 19th. He said, I don't know what, but something tragic is going to happen. And he said, I want you to know I'm not a part of it. But he said, they may try to make me a part of it. And they have. So he was aware that something was coming down.
Yes, he knew, and he did what he needed to do. And the only thing I can offer to you, Mary, is to know that it's fine. And you do. You do. And he's taken his responsibility to a place where he can get his work done, and so can you. You had to come to the realization that you're capable also, Mary, and not just attached to him. Now you can become a team again, whereas you were sitting with him in prison and you outside.
You're certainly right there.
and there's plenty to be done, and there's plenty of security to be had if you wish to make a transfer out here or something. We'll just see to it that you're attended. And if it gets tight, you get out of there.
Well, Richard asked me to consider moving out there.
Well, listen to him. He hadn't quit talking to you, so just keep listening. He might be able to reach through now when you get rid of the human bindings and shackles. You begin to communicate very well. And the thing that you must know is that the time of God is at hand. And it isn't a matter of mysticism, speaking voices. These are transmissions and it's communication. And we're only going to get God's people off that place by working together. Because on a day like this, with the President of the United States telling his lies right in Oklahoma City and watching the way that these people just soak it up as if it were manna from heaven is sickening. And it doesn't look at any one time as if your nation even can be saved, much less your entire world. It's completely and totally out of balance. But some of these most outrageous evildoers will be brought to justice before I'm through with this program. And if it means that ones like Richard have to make the decision to make his passage, to make his point, then we have to accept that in appreciation and honor and thank him for the amount that he grew during that period of incarceration. It was incredible, and you know it, and I know it. And once you lose the fear, and once you understand what God is, the passage is totally delightful. It's you left there that must pay the burden now. And you will be at peace, because you'll be able to get on with your life. And we've a lot to do, and you're not through.
Well, these words are very encouraging.
Well, you've been through a hard, bad time. And regardless, it needed closure, and it's closed. God never closes a door that he doesn't open more.
That's very true.
Would anyone like to say anything to Mary?
Mary, this is E.J.
Oh, hello, E.J.
And we dearly love you.
Well, thank you. I certainly love the people there.
And we would be most happy to have you come visit. Take a look at this place. It's beautiful here.
I would love to come there. I just don't know. I hate to travel alone. And I don't know. I guess I'm just afraid to go out on my own.
Aren't we all?
You're right.
Aren't we all? And you tell me if you haven't been on your own already.
Oh, really, I have. You know, 12 years almost. Trying to make a decision that I think he would make. And a lot of times I didn't have the judgment that he approved of, but yet everything usually worked out some way. And I've had to live by faith that entire time, because when he was arrested, they went to our property and completely destroyed everything. It was raining, and they threw everything out the windows and into the rain and left it. So we had nothing left. And I have had to totally live by faith. And let me tell you, I have never gone hungry. I have had clothes to wear. I have had transportation. God has not forgotten me.
Nor will he.
I know he still cares, so it's just a matter of getting my head on straight right now.
When you get ready to travel, Miss Gay has said that she would help you.
Well, thank you.
She has a travel agency.
Oh, okay.
So when you want it, we'll give you an 800 number, and you can call her to make the arrangements.
Oh, thank you. That sounds good.
This might be a good place, Mary, to come and get your head screwed on. There's some very loving arms here.
You know, one time...
And a lot of hard work.
A chiropractor one time told me my head was off center, and so ever since then, when I feel tight, I suddenly need my head screwed on again. So maybe that's what's wrong now.
We even have a chiropractor that can get you back in balance.
Oh, good. Well, give me a couple of weeks or so, and because I do have things I need to get loose ends tied up. But I would like to come, not waste too much time.
You'll be welcome.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Let us hear from you when you're ready.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We don't have any problems, each of us, do we? What is that with the broken foot complaining about your shoes, and then there was a man with no feet? And yet, what an example. This woman has walked through hell for years, at least 10 of them, has witnessed the injustice to a family man, the fear, the terror, while these criminals have pursued their greed. Billy Clinton is nothing. He is nothing. In the South, anyone from the South will know this. In the South are the big daddies, the plantation owners, the criminal element. They are no different than the original mafia of Italy or the Cosa Nostra, the Brotherhood, actually, of evil. You have what is called in the South the Dixie Mafia. They're hooked in with the big boy mafia. But they control with an absolute, incredibly iron hand. And the head of the Dixie Mafia is Stevens family out of Arkansas. And he supports anybody, Democrat or Republican, who runs for office that will cover his action. I wanted Larry Nichols out here to tell you about this. You see, I need to make the connection with Larry Nichols because Larry Nichols is going to come into focus. This is one reason you had to get so involved with Richard Snell, who was going to be executed anyway, and I tried to ease that. But you had to see that no matter when good men speak out, it doesn't save the day. When the plans are laid for taking a world. And these are the little puppets that are played on the strings. Now, out of Arkansas, you have two major, major distribution companies. They have just come into the last few years into big, big honking corporations. Tyson Chickens. And they can ship to any part of the world. Now, internationally, cocaine and frozen chickens. This is why their market is not in live chickens, as Foster Farms advertises. Because they need the carcass to pack their drugs and ship them. Into California, they ship them in the Zapata Company cows. Nothing. They pack it very well. You're never lucky enough to get one of those chickens.
Nice try, Patricia.
You might enjoy it more. Now, the other one's going to blow your mind. What is the biggest ordinary fun-loving department store in your world today? Walmart. Sam Walton is from Arkansas. They can ship anything now anywhere, again, internationally, in those big trucks that run around. Do you really think that they're going to let a Larry Nichols close down Bill Clinton because they all got their money from the syndicate, this mafia, these connections, these corporations they set up? The only thing that I want to remind you ones is to use your corporations. Boy, did they know how to use the corporations. The difference is you use them legitimately and in truth. And they will, confound it, protect you. It's the way to go. I've told you, if they make laws, use them. If they're not against the laws of God, for goodness sakes, use the laws they allow for themselves. You just use them properly. And don't expect to come in and misuse them and everybody hover around you like somehow you've been mistreated. We have to have people responsible enough to say, no, you can't do it that way. Do your paperwork properly, and then we'll start talking about it. Boy, have we ever paid for that. And every day we pay. And every day we make it. One more day. They're already, the last thing from Stephen Horn to Scott Tipps to Eckers yesterday is a list of some 17 questions wanting to know about the corporate structure of the Phoenix Church of Christ in Phoenix, Arizona. And how much money the Eckers paid to that church to pay for that house. It isn't applicable, is it? In any way whatsoever. This becomes totally ridiculous because George Green doesn't know the difference in the Phoenix Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, I'm a little sorry that Gene isn't here because he's filled up to here. He's finally found an attorney going to do something.
Hello? Oh, somebody's trying to fax us. What should we do?
Fax it back.
I guess we'll hang up. In 1 minute, it'll ring back. Oh, my.
What do you want to do about it?
Well, let's just go on.
This is a totally disorganized meeting, in case nobody noticed. Read, E.J., and then we can have something to pick at. And I'm warning you label makers, you better get your labels ready because we're going to have product. And we'll get Mary back out here.
This is writing number one from Sunday, April 23rd, 1995. Overload. I guess that probably means this is the only writing on April 22nd, 1995. Actually, isn't it 23rd?
It is the 23rd.
Yes.
Today
is.
Show off.
23rd. Well, I did get even with him once.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Oh, my. Overload. While your nation destructs, I am amazed at your own people, at our own people, who asked the most remarkable questions of me, to explain things which literally have no reasonable explanation or, in fact, reason. I am further most fascinated at the content of some of the questions asked of Dharma. Why do you continue, as you see your plight, to ponder and quibble over the most irrelevant points? So, since we have a meeting this afternoon, perhaps we can touch on a few questions which continue to arise as to my input, and then Ron Jackson's input. I don't speak for Ron Jackson. I think in many instances you set yourselves up for great disappointment as you find that Jackson is not some kind of savior either. Some of you attribute great and wondrous things to him which are not so. I don't have to remind a lot of you that Jackson, so far, has produced almost nothing which he says he can and will. Perhaps the error is in the fact that he never shall. I do not say he won't or can't. I am telling you readers to stop the nonsense. There are any number of you who could present the same insight as Mr. Jackson simply from reading Contact. Does that mean a negative input? No. It does, however, mean that you can't dump your responsibilities off onto anyone, living or dead. Not him, not me, not God. You can share your burden and problem with God and ask for insight, and you shall be shown the way, if indeed you want to find the way. Oklahoma City, Vachery.
Before you go into that, while Ron Jackson's name is up, I was scanning through. I don't see it here, but somebody has put a rather lengthy P.S. onto a very sweet letter, and this is not intended in any way derogatorily. This was an honest question. Ron has suggested that you get out of stocks and bonds and out of the government contracts and contacts, and they want an explanation of that. I can't explain what Ron Jackson suggests. And because Ron Jackson suggests something does not mean I even concur. And obviously he does not always concur with me. We're not in the same business. We may end up with the same goal. We're not in the same business. And you who want to turn him into some kind of a guru are making big errors. Now, so far, because of many reasons, Ron Jackson has not even been able to perform on the things that he has said, I will do today. That isn't of concern. The concern is the overall. And I certainly am not going to second guess all of the money analysts in the world today. Gold is going to go up. You're going to have banking problems. At some point, you're either going to have no currency or new currency, depending on how they work it out and how they bring you under control. And they're doing that today. You have United Nations troops all over your country. Train loads of heavy armament have been sent to China Lake for repainting. The O.J. Simpson trial is in total chaos now. From one side of your nation to the other, they are dealing with bombings.
Hello?
E.J.?
Hello there.
Hi, Ron Jack.
What a surprise.
I have some news for you that I think everybody needs to know immediately.
We're all listening.
I just received word that a member of the Secret Service overheard Bill Clinton speaking on Tuesday afternoon, and he mentioned the explosion on Wednesday morning. This is in line with what we have, with the affidavits we have from the two members of the Justice Department. And as far as I'm concerned, I just finished watching Bill Clinton's speech in Oklahoma City, and it was the most sickening thing I've ever seen. We have not determined if this was his idea, but we have now proved that he did know about it prior to the explosion. So I'm sending out a fax right now with my commentary on it, and also I'm sending out the seismograph from the University of Oklahoma that will show the two explosions within just a second or two of one another. And I believe that this proves conclusively with the affidavits of the people that are involved that the entire thing was done by the United States government. Now, I just received a call from ABC Television in Portland, Oregon, and I've been requested to be interviewed tonight, and I'm a little reluctant, but I'm going to do it. Because of it being the mainstream media. But if there is a single American left in this country who has any faith, confidence, or believes that their government is honest, then they have to be part of the system. And I'm sorry to have to say that. I've been so ashamed of my country for so long, and this is the worst thing that could ever happen, and it has to be the height of stupidity. I can't imagine a president of the United States condoning or sanctioning this kind of activity.
What's there to say?
Sound like you've said it all, Ron.
There's nothing that can be said. It's the most sickening thing. I was hoping that this would not be the case, although I have little or no respect for the President of the United States. It's really hard for me to control my emotions right at this time.
Well, then listen. Just listen to me. It's time to get you out. What do we need to do to get you out?
Well, I'm sure that they're going to make that decision Tuesday. I want to thank everybody that's been sending faxes and letters. The entire system has been inundated since the hotline was on, and they have received thousands and thousands of requests to release me. However, I'm sure that they're going to anyways. I'm sorry to have to give you this kind of news, but it is confirmed.
Well, we appreciate it. Every confirmation helps. I've just been reading the Riot Act here. And all of us know this already. And it always helps to get some confirmation for whatever a voiceless or, well, an invisible voice, I should say, has to say. I'm rarely voiceless. But it has been astounding to see how stupid they are. How absolutely amateurish and imbecilic they are. And then what gets you in your gut is the fact that people wallow around at their feet like they mean something. and Clinton is going to get his. You have to know that Richard Snell's execution was put on the 19th for the very purpose of making it look like a white supremacist patriot operation of some kind. And here is where I have taken exception with the use of patriot. Every American citizen should be able to stand up and say, I am a patriot. But you do that, and eventually they're going to figure a way to shoot you, because that means you are the enemy of the system. And obviously you are the enemy of the system, but not as a weapon, as a citizen under the Constitution. And they use this as the shot heard around the world, for goodness sakes. This puts all of you under law of the United Nations. I was just saying, as you rang, that all over your nation right now, train loads of armament have been shipped to China Lake Depot to be painted and sent onto their various locations. All over your nation are these United personnel carriers, heavy equipment. They're getting ready to really come down. This is a result of 666 and that resolution that put Janet Reno in charge of everything. This is the operation that announced it to the nation. The president speaks and he says, I am not going to allow these evil cowards to intimidate my people. Then Janet Reno gets up there and makes an ass of herself, himself. Whatever it is.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to leave the line. I got on the phone on someone else's time with this permission. So thank you for allowing me to share this with you.
Well, some will be there to share with you on Tuesday.
Pardon me?
Some will be there to share with you on Tuesday. Do you anticipate afternoon or morning?
Morning.
Morning.
Approximately 9:30.
You will be heard at 9:30?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thanks, folks.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye. Love y'all.
Bye.
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 Salut.
Word I heard May 1st, there's going to be another major attack. It'll be chemical gas or bacteria. Where? Who knows?
Oh. Go ahead and read.
Okay. I'll try again at Oklahoma City Battery.
Well... Now that you mention it, you do have backup. You have military backup. You just don't realize the extent of it. And when we speak of patriots, I don't want to even lump it into the category of patriotism or patriots or militias. You've got a major split if you don't remember right down the CIA. And that means that there are a lot of military people who never swung with this New World Order bullshit. Now, that's all you don't need, because that will bring open, highest technology war to your nation. But you have to go all the way down before you can pull yourself up. Because as long as they have this kind of propaganda to work with, it's going to be bad and it's going to get worse. And if anybody ever told you differently, then you better go get those ear candles out, because you haven't been using them properly. Now go ahead with your botchery. I saw to it that Dorma got some ear candles for EJ's head.
You're not a head anymore.
No more excuses.